This is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. It is coming. As we move further into this election year, we are going to hear more and more about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's pledge a few years ago to, quote, fix the damn roads. That was the signature phrase of her campaign to become governor in the first place. And she will be judged, I think, in large measure for a second term about whether she's lived up to that pledge. But Whitmer is, of course, not the first governor to spend lots of political capital and time promising to fix the roads here in Michigan. Her predecessor, Governor Rick Snyder, spent years in Lansing trying to pass a comprehensive road funding plan. He asked for more money and was told no. Governor Jennifer Granholm, before him, tried to put 2 cents on the sales tax. Remember that? They called her Two Penny Jenny, making fun of that proposal. She said, that's what we need to make the roads better. Governor Snyder ended up with the 2015 package that raised $600 million yearly from an increase in the state's gas tax and registration fees, and eventually took another $600 million out of other areas of the state budget. That plan all phased in within the past couple of years, and it was supposed to make things better. It was supposed to stop us from teeth-chattering rides down so many roads here in Michigan. But what effect has it really had? Not just on roads, but on other infrastructure here in Michigan. That is a question that's going to come up over and over again during this year's campaigns. And my next guest took some time recently to look into what the answers are to those questions for Crane's Detroit Business. Chad Livengood is a senior editor there, and he covers politics and policy. He joins us now to talk about what he found. Chad, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Good morning, Stephen.
So before we get to roads, Whitmer and the GOP just allocated $250 million for broadband infrastructure grants to expand high-speed internet to unserved areas. We were just talking in our last conversation about gaps in broadband access. What exactly will this money do, and who is it going to serve?
Well, I think it's going to hit some of the areas, particularly on the outer edge of our urban, suburban areas. And just recently, there was an initiative to bring broadband internet to Romeo. A town in northern Macomb County that is fairly populated, but didn't have good widespread access. And I know one of the issues in some of these towns is to getting that fiber line down your road is crossing railroads, of all things. It's not an easy endeavor. Railroads have companies have a lot of special laws just for them, and so moving a utility across a railroad is a Herculean issue that a lot of these towns run into. Stephen, I'm originally from Chelsea. My parents live 1/4 mile west of the city limits of Chelsea. Have so for 20 years. They've never been able to get Comcast to run a cable line down to their little 10-house subdivision on the outskirts of town, and it's just cost prohibitive. Now, one thing that I think is a game changer in a lot of this, and we'll see if this helps fund it, is 5G. My dad just got high-speed internet for the first time. He's been using DSL for 20 years on an AT&T line, and he just got a 5G connection because there's a 5G tower down the road, and internet is completely, much more faster. And so I think that'll be kind of the key to see is whether this money gets put to use effectively subsidizing cell tower 5G technology in more rural areas to overcome the barriers of pulling cable line through the road, which is pretty expensive to do, and that's why we have a lot of unserved areas in the state.
Okay, so I want to talk about roads, of course, and this 2015 law that was intended at least to improve our roads and infrastructure here in Michigan. What effect has that change had on the quality of our roads? I think for most people, they could say, it seems like old times that things don't seem terribly different. But maybe that's about impression and not reality. What did you find?
Yeah, it actually is reality. So in 2015, when the legislature passed this $1.2 billion a year plan, in the face of every study that said we need to be spending $2 billion more a year, starting right then, that $1.2 billion plan took 6 years to get fully funded. It was not fully funded until last year because the legislature put off the tax increase until 2017 after the 2016 election. And then they phased in this use of general fund money. This is the first time in history where we have taken from the state's general fund checking account that we use to fund higher education, the state police, corrections, the rest of state government, the Department of Health and Human Services, Medicaid portion of our budget. That is all now competing with the roads. And we're talking about a $12 billion budget, and $600 million every year now goes towards roads instead of our roads being completely funded by users through gasoline and diesel tax and the vehicle registration fee, otherwise known as the birthday tax. And so what happened was that there was a very slow phase in of this $1.2 billion a year, even when the engineers are telling us we need to be spending $2 billion more a year to get effectively get 80% of roads up to good or fair condition. I looked at the data on poor condition roads, and in 2015, 39% of roads were rated in poor condition. This year, based on current projections, 40% of roads are rated in poor condition. So we are really just barely treading water here. Now, the number of percentage of good roads has gone up from 18% to 25%. And effectively, we had this one of our biggest problems in the and we can start calling this the sort of the lost half decade, to steal a phrase from the Republican Party that dubbed Jennifer Granholm's time in office the lost decade. This is the lost half decade in roads. We have essentially just barely keeping up. And we had a large proportion of our roads, almost half of them, were in fair condition. Well, what happens with roads in fair condition, if you don't have money to put tar on them and do routine maintenance upgrade, they just fall into poor condition. And we see that over and over, whether it's in the city of Detroit. I mean, if you drive on Mound Road in Detroit right now, grip onto that steering wheel pretty hard, because that road is just an absolute atrocity.
It's just falling apart. Yeah,
and we can, you know, we can blame the heavy truck traffic, but at the end of the day, we just simply aren't fixing the roads when we have to. We're extending the life of these roads well beyond, I mean, 5, 10, 15 years beyond their normal life. And that is really what is the rot and eating away at our roads, is we are not keeping up with maintaining them. Yeah. And it's, you know, on full display, particularly the mile roads in the suburbs, Middle Belt in Livonia. I mean, everyone knows of that really bad road, and local roads are in particularly bad shape and getting worse. And we talk about Governor Whitmer's, what she's done to fix the roads. She struck out in her first year. She asked for a 45-cent per gallon gas tax increase. The legislature effectively told her to pound sand and didn't agree to anything. And so then she turned around in early 2020, before the pandemic, and used her authority to get the State Transportation Commission to issue $3.5 billion in bonds. I call this the get out the damn credit card plan, which is effectively what every other governor except for Snyder has done going back to Blanchard, Engler, Granholm, when the legislature has denied them a gas tax increase or some kind of tax increase to pay for roads in a dedicated ongoing fashion, they just go and get the credit card for the taxpayers out. We're still paying debt on Granholm era bonds taken out the early part of this century. And Whitmer, her $3.5 billion, we're going to pay $1.6 billion in interest over 30 years. But that's what's really fueling a lot of the highway construction projects you're seeing right now. The 275 rebuild in western Wayne County, I-96 in western Oakland County, they're going to add another lane for a flex lane, just like the US 23 flex lane that opens up during rush hour to help with congestion. But those highway projects you're seeing are the benefit of this new debt. Meanwhile, local roads can't be paid for with this bond money, and local roads are sort of left to this funding formula that has caused stagnation, and they're left to local counties if they want to pass a tax increase. One final point on this: the engineers with county roads say that we need to be upgrading or working on 15% of those roads on an annual basis. Last year they hit 5,600 miles, 5,700 miles of roadway. It was a record. There's 13,500 miles. There's 90,000 total miles. 13,500 is what 15% is. So there is a deficit.
So we're still
7,800 miles. 7,800
every
miles
year.
Every year. Just going to further deterioration because our county road commission simply can't keep up with the demand.
Yeah. Okay. Chad Livengood of Crane's Detroit Business. Always great to have you here talking about policy and politics and a lot of times roads here in the state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining today.
We can never talk about roads enough, Stephen.
That's right. Okay, that is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about a better way to understand the Russian invasion of Ukraine. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.